on the line with us this morning to take a look at these numbers and talk about them just a bit is Chip Nellinger. He's with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing out of Morton, Illinois. However, today he comes to us from the Top Producer Seminar in Chicago. I believe you're at the Hilton in downtown Chicago. Is that right?
That is right, downtown Hilton this morning.
And this is the beginning of a three-day event, most importantly for you and our listeners. If they're thinking about what's happening at that Top Producer Conference, they can get your thoughts this morning with us. But you and Matt Bennett, who will be on our air probably tomorrow afternoon, along with a couple of others, will join Tyne Morgan from U.S. Farm Report and tape live tomorrow morning. Well, to tape, that is, and then that'll air over the weekend. So should be a good time up there for you, and folks can watch you on the U.S. Farm Report over the weekend.
That's right. It's always interesting to do that in front of a live audience. It definitely keeps you on your toes.
I bet. So what do you think you'll be talking about tomorrow? And more importantly, what are the important issues for today?
Well, I think in the big picture, hot and heavy on everyone's mind here is what do we do with the rest of our old crop? There's still a lot of old crop bushels hanging around unpriced out there. And now's the time of year where it's becoming front and center, where we're looking ahead and saying what are our opportunities going to be for the 16 crop in marketing there. So there's plenty to talk about. I think in the short run, though, it's kind of quiet. There's not a lot of news to talk about. I think the good news is that the market seems like we've run out of sellers, and there's really nothing to hit this market that's super bearish right now. The funds have pretty large short positions, especially in corn and wheat. They're pretty well evened up in beans, but corn and wheat still a pretty sizable short position. So, I think the silver lining here the last couple of weeks, at least post January 12th crop report, is we got some bearish news that confirmed a big crop and fairly large ending stocks, but the market stopped going down. So I think that's good news. Doesn't mean we go straight up, but I think that's a bright spot that we've kind of stopped going down and we ran out of those aggressive sellers.
A good idea that we may have some base building throughout the marketplace, I suppose. I guess that's what you're telling me at this point. You suggested that you were going to talk tomorrow a little bit about old crop and what producers need to do. There's an awful lot of it still around. And that's normally the case at this time of the year, though I don't think producers have had a mind to move it as quickly as they have in the past. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's definitely been something that's kind of contributed to some pretty good basis, especially in the listening area here. We're blessed with some pretty good basis. That's not necessarily the case out in the far western Corn Belt, but so I think that lack of or slow movement out of farmers' hands has contributed to strong basis, and that's probably an opportunity for producers to kind of look at and reward. Because if the futures do rally, it's likely that the basis backs off. So it's kind of a double-edged sword there. But right now, we do have some pretty attractive basis in many areas of central Illinois, particularly over towards that Champaign-Decatur area.
Are you thinking reward in simple, straightforward cash sales?
Well, I think you could do it both ways. I think one of the easiest ways is do a basis contract. Lock the basis in right now with the idea that on small bounces, 10 to 15 cent bounces in the futures, you then set the futures, kind of take advantage of both sides of that, a strong basis now and the potential for a little bit of a bounce over the coming weeks, and put a little extra money in your pocket, so to speak, rather than having the terminals and the elevators keep it in their pocket.
You also suggested that we might want to start looking forward to the 2016 crop, that which is not in the ground, and we'll set the crop insurance price on in the month of February. However, I suspect that farmers are looking at $3.92.5 for corn and November beans at $8.91.5 at this moment and thinking, probably not.
Exactly. And the good news there is we've got plenty of time and lots of uncertainty. There's already starting to kind of be a debate brewing about the potential for corn acreage. I've heard estimates 1.5 million acres higher already, 1 million acres lower. So that's good news in my mind that we're starting that debate in January. That means that uncertainty is going to, you know, be around for, you know, 2-3 months here. And uncertainty in the marketplace usually means we're going to get an opportunity. But I think you're right. Sub-$4 corn, sub-$9 beans, probably not going to get a lot of interest from a new crop perspective. But I do think that time's on our side. The calendar's on our side from a seasonal standpoint, especially in corn. And we will have opportunities, I believe, you know, above $4. Now, maybe not north of $4.50 without much of a weather scare, but I do think we'll have opportunities above $4 and above $9, at least on the December corn futures and November bean futures.
On the note of uncertainty, over the last couple of weeks, news out of South America has begun to wane about the size of that crop, about what the weather has been like. They're coming much closer to a large harvest. They are harvesting some of it, but depends on where you are in that very large continent. Is that crop now considered in the marketplace mostly a done deal? And will the lack of uncertainty there put another push lower in the soybean market?
Well, I think 100 million metric ton crop is in the market. There's been some debate there. They had some very erratic and volatile weather early on in their growing season in areas. They've had really good rains over the last couple of weeks. So, again, that uncertainty, I've heard some talk of maybe north of 100 million metric tons, and I've also heard some talk of maybe, you know, mid to upper 90 million metric tons. So there is some uncertainty there, and the thing that's popped up the last few days here is some concern about some dryness in areas of Argentina. So, you know, it's a big growing area down there, multiple countries. I think the Brazilian crop of 100 million metric tons is in the market. Obviously, if you start seeing some private estimates here over the next few weeks that, you know, are very far off of that, either north or south of that, it could have an effect. But I think there's some concern now and maybe a little bit of support coming from some dry weather in Argentina. And you know, that's they have a little longer, they're a little later growing season than Brazil. So the jury's still out on that crop down there.
Hey, Chip, thanks so much, and good luck on stage with Tyne Morgan tomorrow, and look forward to watching you on TV over the weekend on the U.S. Farm Report.
All right, thanks, Todd.
Mm-hmm. That, of course, is Chip Nellinger. He's with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing. Joins us here on this mid-morning market report for Wednesday. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.